You're listening to the Daily 3B Podcast with Brandon and Bailey.
Why did you tag me in this, Bailey? I just saw this on Facebook.
You know why?
It says Bella Vista has seen a significant increase in the amount of sex offenders living in the area. You didn't say, oh man, this is crazy, Brandon, and tag me in it. You just put my name down there in the tag.
Usually that's how we share stories, right?
Right.
You know, like if you see something online.
Like put your name on it.
And you and I like think, oh man, we should talk about this on the show today.
Right.
I tag you in it. It didn't really occur to me until later that just tagging you and not saying anything in the story like this might not reflect so badly on you. However, you asked me why I tagged you in it, and I replied, you know why.
Yeah, I know why, because we're going to talk about the story. Is that why?
Yeah, but nobody else knows that. Oh. We're just going to let people jump to conclusions.
Did you put that on? I know I'm looking down to see if you put that on there.
I did.
Bella Vista sees an increase of sex offenders over there. Is this because my brother lives there?
And your brother and your sister-in-law live there.
That is true.
With their kids.
Yeah. So. No, that's something to really be alarmed about.
Oh, boy, the housing is real cheap here. It's very.
I wonder why.
Why is everyone's shutters closed?
2004, there were only a dozen. In 13 years, we've gone from 12 to 53. So it's quite an increase. Lieutenant Barb Schrum from Bella Vista said, according to the Bella Vista Police Department, the increase in offenders can be attributed to the numerous things, but mostly to the layout of the city. The layout of the city.
They're hiding in the hills.
That's right. Get in the hills.
All the roads go to a kid.
No, that's not what they're saying. The sex offender
has the highest preschools per capita.
A lot of preschools.
That is not the reason, guys.
Okay.
If a sex offender is registered as level 2 or higher, the police go door to door to notify those who live in the neighborhood. Notifications are strictly put out to protect the public and to give you awareness of where this person lives, and that you might be susceptible to fall victim to the sex offense. So, kids don't come outside.
He's out of jail, but we don't think he's cured yet.
Right.
You know?
I listen, that's what they have to do the rest of their
life. We saw him looking at pictures of Toys R Us earlier.
Shannon Womack, who lived in Bella Vista since 2009, she said that it makes her children aware of the dangers in the community.
Mm-hmm. Bella Vista. I never thought I'd say this, but a very dangerous place to live now.
For kids. I wouldn't say that. Bella Vista is actually everyone's very visual. They're.
What do you mean they're visual? Yeah.
They're out. They're always on neighborhood watch. You know, that's a very community.
It's a town full of old and dying people.
Yes, yeah. They're all out on the porch.
Retired people don't have jobs.
Yeah,
that's what they're doing. So it's pretty safe.
Yeah, I guess this is not like a pedophile's. You know.
But then you got a
dream place to live.
No,
you know, because it's full of old people. Maybe they're doing it, but maybe they're making an actual, you know, like I'm gonna live in the oldest place possible and can't afford Florida. So Bella Vista, you're in.
That's close enough,
and won't have access to my addiction.
No Boca Vista, just Bella Vista.
Right.
This is someone that does the planning there in the city. It's not the greatest news.
Yeah.
No.
So that,
no, it's not.
That's the understatement of a year.
It's not the greatest news.
Not the greatest news is that roundabout that you guys put in. Like, oh, well, it's not the greatest news that we've received all year that we're getting a roundabout. But, yeah, we'll deal with it.
No, it's not the greatest news that anyone wants to get. But at least that news is information and it's out there in the public.
It's out there.
That's right. Bella Vista Police Department said the number of sex offenders living there can increase any day. Hey, but it can also decrease if someone dies or moves. So it solely depends on who decides to live there. That's the thing. It's a growing community no matter what. You could say that in Fayetteville there's more sex offenders.
Yeah, but there's so many in Bella Vista that they're actually known for it now.
It's kind of per capita.
It's the new city motto.
No, it's not the city motto.
Go ahead.
No, do not ruin this. Do not say anything. No city motto.
Come to Bella Vista for the golf, stay for the kids.
No. I'm done with this story. Why did you tag me in it? That's all I was asking. I read it here, but I just, you know.
Yeah.
I guess I'm watching out for my fam,
like
too.
That movie, Young Buns.
You're listening to the Daily 3B Podcast with Brandon and Bailey. download the latest podcast on iTunes and follow us on Facebook at 3B Radio.